Okay, good afternoon. Welcome to the drama-filled Wednesday where servers are breaking, flipping on and off. Update launches are not going smoothly, and it's just another day in the office. Mike, it seems like I have no idea why you got one of the bad plugins, but we'll figure out what's going on after this. So this is all based around the latest update to Loop Studio. Part of the Loop Studio fixed every known bug that I could find that has been reported. And now it operates how it should, how it was built to operate. So let's start basically by one of the things people have been asking, and I thought I got it fixed 6 months ago, but it just, there was this persistent bug that, was just having issues. So part of it is I renamed all the navigation areas, so it's a little bit easier to understand. So when we construct the WordPress query, and I brought back the actual WP query because that's what it's doing, we're going to create our short code, create the query. So one of the things to make life a little bit easier, I did this for the hook area of the Early Voce theme. Now you can simply jump over and say, all right, I need to grab categories. And so it will take you down to the categories area. Plus, again, now you can, for some people who don't want to have it collapsed or do want to have it collapsed, so I'm not going to make a call for you. The old version had everything pre-collapsed. We're not going to do that anymore. So with this, in handling our options, setting the type, which type of post types we want to use, again, it grabs the different items. And then we can also set it by category. And again, you see the exact same thing that's happening here that existed before. So it'll create your short code for you. You can do exactly what you wanted to before, copy it. Now you've got it in a copy paste, put that short code wherever you want. This is a new thing that was added in, a reset. So let's say you're building the thing and you're like, you know what, rather than refreshing the whole page, why don't we just hit reset and we go back to the default Loop Studio short code. I'll go ahead and add just a few more. Okay, so we've added a few items in here. Then we want to generate the WP query code. This is what it did before as well. So it gives you the query inside. Then it goes through and creates the loop. Then we have our template that gets inserted into the area. Now, this now fully works. So when I say this, I'm going to, I can now save this query. So we'll call this one our multi-post query, or whatever I want to do. So I hit save, and it's going to tell me that it saved successfully, which means now I can maintain a query library. I have my saved queries over here. I click on multi-post query, and it shows up here. It gives me the reminder of what the short code would be, as well as whatever I want to paste in. It gets even better. So let's say you're working with this. You've got this old multi-post query, and then you have, in the future, created a new custom post type, and you want to add that to here. The best way to deal with this is you can't go back and do the construction, use the visual thing. But what we can do is we can simply edit this and say green tea is the new post type. So then I can update the query, and going forward, this saved query will now have my adjusted variation on the query. I can also make the adjustments into the template right here, save it. So I can manage this, go back and forth to all these items, and if there's a certain query you no longer want to use, now you can delete the query and you are all set to go. Now, let's go back over to the manage the templates. So this is also giving you the ability to expand and collapse all of your items. So if you just want to work on one at a time, you are able to do that now. there is a huge benefit that hopefully this solves the probably the number one issue that was causing Loop Studio to not work properly for most people. Certain read-write access was not being properly given, like an uploaded or a certain security plugin may have forced folders or recursive folders to not have write permissions. Well, if you don't have write permissions, then these templates can't be added to the site. Because remember, these are actual files in the site. So when a query is written or the loop is used, an actual PHP template out of the plugin is used to render on that page, which allows caching and other benefits to be, speed benefits to be added. So this will check and make sure everything is working properly. There's a few more links off to information about, okay, learning more, the WordPress loop, getting the template tags, as well as what I had done before, giving you some starter template tags to use. Now, in this area, in the templating area, again, because of the time constraints, I didn't get in the 6 new layouts, so there are some more default layouts that are coming, so that's also part of the next update. But now we get the nicely formatted layout. It doesn't look smashed. I had to update CodeMirror, the editor, so that it would take spacings and tabs and look properly rather than the old, I guess, not smushed, but on some of the old ones, it would just all be smushed as a single paragraph. So that got here, and now we can save the template, and it will store the template and use it. You can also now fully it will remember the alias as well. Again, we can also, again, delete the template, no longer uses, it goes away. Now, one of the things we do is sometimes we hit this button to say, hey, we want a new template, and we start going, oh, I didn't want to do that. So rather than trying to figure out, well, do I save the template and then delete it and everything, you now have a quick undo if, for whatever reason, you don't want to put a template in there. The other part of this with Loop Studio, when you're constructing a query, sometimes you might have a large number of, like if we were to go to, a taxonomy, Beaver Builder categories. Well, what if they don't have, or what if they have a billion different entries or taxonomies, or you have something like that, or you're dealing with categories and you've got this massive long list of categories. This can slow down the site and make your life miserable because you just have to wait for it. So we've added in the setting that says, you know what, you can disable dynamic populations of the categories. So you'd have to know the ID of the category if you're going to do that. It's just another step, but it helps make things a little faster. Now, the query builder in the classic editor has also been updated to reflect the updated for this query builder. So if we went to our post, currently right now it's just in the classic editor. In version 2.2 of Loop Studio, I've already got a template working for a block that would use the block editor. There's a lot more testing that has to be done for that. But now it's on the top level. Rather than having to open up the second level, it's been moved to the top level. You insert this, and it loads in. It does this with two things. Yes, you now have the navigation area that you can jump to the different elements. When you begin sorting things, creating your short code, you can do two things. One, if you click copy, it's now in my copy paste editor or location of my computer, so I can go put that wherever I want, or I can just insert the short code and it goes into the regular classic editor. So it includes some of those updates as well. But working with this Loop Studio, the biggest thing is Now, and again, there may be an issue with older versions of PHP. I have to check, but for some reason on all the test sites, we're running fine on the Loop Studio download directly connected with the toolkit right now, your toolbox on WP Studio. But once the query library will become a lot more useful for people, because I think you can save your queries, create your queries, and there's also a very simple way of transferring queries from one server to another. So let's say you're building your server, you're doing a whole bunch of stuff. And let's say I'm on this one site. I could copy this. I could copy this whole query. I could go over to another server or another website that has this. What I would do is I would create let's just call this our default transfer query. So save the query. The reason why we're saving the query is so that now, let's just call this is our second area. This is our second site where we're going to transfer. If you spend a lot of time working on a query or a lot of time working on something, I go to the other site, visit my new default one that is just like a basic area. I can copy and then paste in my new query, because I pasted in what was on the old one. And then I can hit update query. Oh, I forgot to do one thing. Once I have pasted in this query, new site query, whatever, I can change the alias so that I now know it's no longer waiting for a transfer. So part of the reason why this has to be done like this, where, okay, you got all your saved queries, you can use those things that are fully built out and you can drop them in your theme template files, or you can grab whatever short code is there. Allows you to transfer, allows you to work within. The short code, the creator here, the short code creator, which then generates the WP query, the short code creator is simply just JavaScript. It is constructing the short code Loop Studio short code, based on what exists on this site. So yes, you've got your pagination, you choose your different templates, how many posts do you want, you know, going through the whole item. But that's all it's doing. It's not actually writing a file that will reference something. That's why Loop Studio does maintain a lot of speed for any site that uses it, because it's not actually writing in stuff into the database. The only things that get written into a database are this. If you save a query, that gets written into the database. If you create a template, we're going to create a template, super save two columns, save template. If you do this, it does multiple things. A, it saves it into a database under template underscore 786105. Plus, it creates this as an actual file. So if I were to jump over here to our little, let's go to the plugins in Loop Studio. In the core, there's templates. Notice how there are now templates here. 786105. If I click on that, that is the exact template code. So the usage of this code, I can simply include that file in PHP. And that's how this is created. When I take this template, go to the query, build the query. Oh, where'd my template go? Here. Super save. When it creates my template 786105, and I generate the query code. So whether this is being generated here or as a short code live on the front end of the site, it's going and fetching, basically that's just a PHP include. So we don't have to do a query to the database. So if I'm telling you that, oh, it's pulling it from an actual PHP file in the plugin, the templates of the plugins, why did I also say it's in the database? Well, the reason why is every once in a while, it's also possible you may delete this. Something might happen. The database knows that there are templates here. So the database knows that there's a super save, but if for whatever reason, you're like, oh, it's gone. Well, if the template got erased, the template got moved, you can always come over here to the options and update the template from the database. It goes in and gets the code, puts it back there, replaces the file, so there is nothing issue. It's a backup. But the actual display of the content of however you are doing your query and your loop, it takes it from an actual PHP file. So when WordPress goes to render the short code, basically it's going through and building this exact thing, the query, which is just default WordPress, requires no fetching to the database, because the loop simply goes through and creates all your arguments. Then the query is a regular WordPress query into the database, returns information, and then how do we display it in the loop? We go get a template file, so which means we do not have to go to the database to say, how do we do it? So if we remove the default WordPress query that is required to show anything, Loop Studio now does not ever touch the database. So we eliminate calls. That's where the speed is coming from. The only call is an actual traditional WordPress loop, WordPress query that is required on every page anyway. So Loop Studio just takes advantage of that and says, all right, let's dynamically create it in the PHP on the front end with the either a template file like this or the short code. And then on the back end, we're not going to query the database to show how to display it. So those are the major changes with Loop Studio. Most of it is behind the scenes. I believe I've fixed all the JavaScript bugs. Now the query works fine. The query library works fine. The templates, adding, removing, subtracting. So now if you have a template here and you go and delete the template, not only will it delete it from the database, it deletes it from the actual file in the plugin. So what I want to do right now is we're going to actually end this webinar early. It's going to, we're going to pick up something like this where we're going to go step by step. I want to figure out why the latest update was actually causing issues. And that way, everybody can have the latest version sitting in front of them. I would encourage you, if you have a backup site or you have a backup or a test site you use, go ahead and download it from the toolbox. Currently, I've turned off the auto update, so it's not pushing out to any site. When we figure out what is happening, I'll turn that back on. But for now, in the WP Studio toolbox, I'd encourage you to download that, test it out, and let me know if you do run into any other issues. Mike has been sharing two of the bugs that we're having an issue over in the release cycle, and I will the release channel on Slack, and I'm going to follow up and figure out what in the world is happening with that. So I'll be on Slack throughout the day. We'll get to the bottom of this, and when we finally figure out why, because I want to make sure it's just working across everybody's sites before we go into a more in-depth, this is how we integrate with this templates and other things. Kind of we touched on it during the dev camp. But I'm going to end today's webinar. We'll get this short little recording up just so you can see the changes. But again, the latest plugin is in the toolbox. Download it, test it out, and let me know if you run into any issues. But for now, the backup is right there in the chat room. If for whatever reason you are uploading the plugin. The other thing is if you use Chris Jean's Easy Theme and Plugin Updater and you go overwrite the plugin, the Loop Studio plugin, you will have a backup of the prior version sitting in your media library. So you can always just grab that and revert it back if you need to. All right, take care, and I will talk to you guys all on Slack.